Back in studio for your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM. Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za. And Tienis, it looks like it's becoming like a habit. We have to talk about AI at least once a month or every 3 weeks or so, because there is more news.
There's always going to be more news with new emerging technology, right? And it's, as we said last time, it's moving so quickly. There's things you have to understand quicker than we've had in the past for these kind of technologies.
Look, I think our past chats obviously has been about, you know, the fact in terms of what it can do and how it can help, you know, with regards to ChatGPT and, you know, what Google's doing and Elon Musk doing his own X.AI. But now AI is kind of worming its way into places we don't want it to go.
Yes, with any new technology, there's going to be nefarious people that want to take advantage of that to make a quick buck, right? That's always what's going to happen. And what we're seeing now is that these generative AIs like ChatGPT and Bard, and they've become so widely accessible that they are now being used to generate news, quote-unquote, stories and like blog posts in order to attract ad revenue. So they're called content farms, and effectively it's a very long list of new websites that get created with very strange names and very like generic names like Biz Breaking News and Market News Reports and these kind of things. And these AI generate the content for these websites, and they often use, you know, very clickbaity, very shocking headlines and content to get people to click onto the sites, and that's how they attract ad revenue, obviously, because then they also populate these content farming sites with ads from all over the world that's automatically populated through the marketplace, the online marketplace see usually. So it is, it can be quite dangerous, as we've seen, because a very, very large proportion of these content farms just create fake news. And it's fake news about things that we actually really care about and that are important to the world politically or economically, socially. So, for example, there's one of them called celebritiesdeaths.com, and they reported that Joe Biden died, and it got millions of hits on that website, as you can imagine.
So because, those ads then infiltrate all of your social spaces and where you would be likely to see it, and then shocked and click.
100%. So I'm sure you've seen on Facebook or Twitter some really weird headlines and strange sponsored posts that then take you to these wacky websites. And it's very important for people to be quite diligent in this. And we've seen it in the past with fake news. But now, since there's so much new fake news being generated automatically by these AI,
it's like you can't keep up. So you're going to click on it. Yeah,
exactly. And it's very important, some tips for people that actually do see those. Sure, click on it and you can go read it. But always try to get another source that is saying exactly the same thing, because a lot of this is going to be fake.
Is this even legal, if you think about it? Because this is almost like an attack on your personal space.
Exactly. That's unfortunately what social media has unlocked. You're selling your data. That's what you're doing when you're using a product like Facebook or Twitter that's free. And that's how they kind of monetize that data. They might not want to do it in that way. Like, Meta is not saying, give people fake news articles. It's just there's so much of this, it takes a long time to moderate. And by the time it's moderated and removed, it's too late. Millions of people have clicked through.
You see, especially because it came with such a massive and fast wave, this whole AI, that it is taking companies like Meta, you know, quite a while, I think, I'm sure, to just start understanding. But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, aren't they getting some of the revenue?
Yes, they are.
You see. So it is, it's a very gray area.
Yes, exactly. That seems like the internet in general. It's quite a gray area these last couple of years.
All right.
But it's important for people just not to believe every single thing that you see on social media get a second source.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to the Smile FM news, my small family. That's it. We'll give you the real deal right here. But it is true. Now more than ever, we got to be careful as to what we read and believe on the socials.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Tienis, for making us aware of this AI. I can't believe always talking about AI. That's your Tech Talk here on Smile FM for your Tuesday afternoon.